Yeah, so as the words came through, I just felt like, yeah, felt like God wants to release the word now. So I'm going to do English and Afrikaans because we've got English only speaking people and English, only English speaking people. There we go. Getting there. So I'm going to try and do Mingles as good as I can. So, yeah, for this morning, if you want to put a topic on what I felt in my heart, we do have a family meeting afterwards, after the preach, but it is open for anybody that feels they are a part of this family, okay? It's not just for the members only, it's for anybody that feels they are a part of this family. You're welcome to stay afterwards. We're going to take a 5 or so minute break, just get the kids, and then we'll have a short family meeting. So, but for, so if you want to put a topic on it, it says your path cannot be traced out. Your path cannot be traced out. Jou pad kan nie bepaal word nie. Jou pad kan nie bepaal word nie. Now, as ek dit vir ons sê, if I only say that, that should be enough to, you know, get your brain rolling, get your thoughts going. That should get your attention, knowing that whatever you think about your life and whatever you think about the next 5-year plan you've got, it cannot be traced out. And that should fill you with faith, not fear. And hopefully this morning you will be filled with faith, because I do feel that God wants to lead us to more faith and encourage us to more faith. So Jesus says what? Follow me. Amen? Jesus says, follow me. John 8 verse 12. So we've put Afrikaans scriptures up, and I've got the English here. And so I'm going to read it in English. You can follow in Afrikaans if you want. John 8 verse 12 says, again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So Jesus says, if you follow me, you will have light. Okay. He says, follow me. So without knowing it, if you read, there's a theme that runs through the Bible. And it says, there's a theme of, we're moving somewhere. There's a path to be taken. There's a road to be traveled. A way to be found. A race to run, Paul says. And then Bible also says he's a lamp to our feet. Now, if you think of your daily life, you don't think on hoe jy die normale doen, week in, week uit. Hoeveel van ons besef ons is op 'n wandel, op pad iewers heen? Do you really know that you are moving somewhere? Come on, is it only me that when a week passed, I'm like, okay, this week's passed. I don't realize that I'm actually moving somewhere. You're actually following something. You're actually walking somewhere without knowing it. Because we're busy, especially on our phones. This is what our lives look like. And we just keep on doing the same thing. We think. And we try and manage this. And without knowing it, you're actually moving somewhere. You're actually going somewhere. And that's what the Bible says. If you walk with me, you'll walk with light. There's a walk. There's a wandel, a weg. And that's why it was called, early Christians was called the way. Why? Because you're going to somewhere. And I think one of the things that we don't realize sometimes, and we actually spoke about it this week. What is the one thing that keeps on moving without us seeing it? Time. It is something that keeps on moving without us seeing it. Iets wat net bly beweeg. Het hou aan, 'n tikkie agteraan. Sonder dat ons besef, is die tyd, hou net aan. En ons gaan aan met ons lewe en ons besef dit nie. Dat tyd lei ons iewers heen. Na 'n dag toe, waar jy voor hom gaan staan. En ons het so hartseer geword die week. Renske het so gehuil. Want sy het van die kaste begin, van die kindertjies se kaste net begin skoonmaak weer. Toe kyk sy na die kleertjies. En kyk wat hulle nou dra. Sy jou oë uit nou, as jy oë uit vee, is hulle net groot. Weer groter. Net nog 'n jaar verby, net nog 'n week verby. We are on the move without us knowing it. En daar's twee paaie. Matteus 7 vers 13 en 14. Matthew 7 says, enter by the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life. And those who find it are few. So Jesus picks up on us and he says, there's a way, you're moving somewhere. And the end of it is either a big gate, which is the easy way, or there's a narrow gate, which is not so easy. But Proverbs 13 verse 12 says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is the way to death. Now that should also make you think. The way that seems right is the big gate. Okay? The way that seems right is the big gate. That's the easy one. And that's our, is ons default. To try and find the easiest way and the easiest path. That's what the Bible says. So, just to make this just practical, like, yes, you've got your daily, your weekly things that you're doing, and we just keep on working, and we're working, and managing our lives, making sure kids are happy, making sure your wife is happy, and wife making sure your husband's happy, and we're doing what we can, and without it knowing, we're moving somewhere, but we get to a place, how are we moving? I want you to know that every day you're moving. Like, every day you're moving somewhere. In a way, you make small decisions. And that's where I'm getting at today. Is how do we make decisions? How do we make that? Because we need to know that a small decision is taking you somewhere. See, we get to a decision, and what we try and do is we try and reason our decisions out. Ons probeer uitredeneer. Okay, hier's 'n besluit. Moet ek Kaapstad toe trek, of moet ek nie Kaapstad toe trek nie? Groot besluit vir ons is lewer. Ek het 'n werk daar gekry, moet ek Kaapstad toe trek. And then we start reasoning. Don't we? And we're like, okay. There's a lot of positives. I can see there's just change there. So maybe God's in that, so it's fine. There's a good church there. Okay? There's good salary. And then we try and find good reasons to stay. And then it gets difficult to make the choice, isn't it? See, I really do believe that there's a fine line between hearing God's voice and reasoning it out. And unfortunately, what we do is we reason out and then we try and find faith. Don't we? 2 Corinthians 5. Verse 5 says, he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. Okay? So he gives us the Spirit, so he talks to us through the Spirit, and gives us a guarantee to know that we are his children. And he talks to us, we listen to his voice. Verse 6 says, so we are always of good courage. So what gives us the courage? Not the fact that we reasoned it out, the fact that we've got the Spirit talking to us. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So what is the difference there for you by walking by faith or walking by sight? Have you thought that through? Now you can start reasoning. Have you thought that through? What is sight for you? What is walking by sight? For me, it's trying to reason this thing out. What is the best way now? And we start reasoning. It's not, I'm not saying we shouldn't think. But somewhere we should walk by faith, because that's the way of light. As Jesus says, follow me. Now I want to say, why does Jesus say, hoekom sê die Here, loop in geloof en nie in dit wat jy sien nie. Hoekom? Want as jy geloof het, gaan dit 10 teen 1 nie uitdraai soos wat jy dink het gaan nie. I want to say that in English. Why does God ask us to walk by faith? Because if you take faith, it's not most probably not going to turn out the way you think it is going to. Why can I say that? And that's why I say we take faith after we've reasoned it out. But Romans 11, now this is, if you want to take a scripture and meditate on it, and this is the scripture. It's all about this today, this one scripture. Romans 11 verse 33 says, oh, the depth and the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgment and how inscrutable his ways. Okay, inscrutable. Ek het self nie idee gehad wat dit is nie. Ek moes dit ook Google. Ek het in die Afrikaans probeer gaan en daar staan onaspeurlik sy weë. En ek het ook nie geweet wat is dit nie. Die direkte vertaling sê onaanspeerbaar. Dis 'n baie mooi woord. Inscrutable. Maar die NIV verduidelik het vir my die mooiste. His paths are without tracing out. His paths are without tracing out. So God says, when you take faith, you walk by that, not by your reasoning trying to figure it out. Don't try and after you've taken faith for something, try and see how it's going to roll out. Because when we take faith for something, we normally take faith for that thing and not for God. We don't trust God in the way he's going to roll it out. Because he says, my ways is so much higher than your ways. And we try and figure things out. So if I take faith, God, I'm going to move to Cape Town, this is what it's going to look like. So are you taking faith that it's going to turn out in that way, or are you just taking faith in God? And otherwise, we're walking by sight. Does that make sense what I'm saying this morning? And I want to say, faith will not make sense. It shouldn't, according to the Bible. Because he says it can't be traced out. So meaning if it can't be traced out, it means that you can't understand it. So he's going to ask you to do things that's, and I've said it so many times, we've got so many decisions to make every day. That decision's leading you somewhere. So when I'm taking a decision, it's not about making the right or wrong decision. It's about taking faith. However it turns out, that's in God's hand. Isn't it? So, and this is so true in my life, trying to find God's voice for us as a congregation, for me as a family, what's God saying, and it's always this dance of trying reasoning and trying, but there's a place where I need to find faith and I need to take my faith step in this. And sometimes I felt so jealous when I look back and I read the Bible. It came so easy for them, isn't it? So we I want to go through a few scriptures now. We want to say we're a New Testament church. Nee? Dis wat ons wil wees, 'n Nuwe Testamentiese kerk. Okay. Ons wil leef soos wat die kerk in Handelinge geleef het. So kan ek vir ons wys hoe dit gelyk in twee hoofstukke. Vir hulle. Is dit okay? So in Acts 14, at the end of Acts 14, we see that Paul and Barnabas is in Antioch. Okay? So they go and testify about just how God's been reaching the Gentiles and hoe hulle tot wedergeboorte gekom het. En ons lees toe, ons tel die story op in Handelinge 15. Hulle is nou in die kerk van Antioch. In Acts 15 verse 1 it says, but some men came down from Judea and were teaching the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. And after Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and debate with them, Paul and Barnabas and some of the others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question. So Paul and Barnabas, vol van die gees, sukkel om die kerk te convince. Net daai moet by jouself gedink. So there's a group of people holding on that, no, the Gentiles needs to be circumcised. Die arme mense. Okay. Paul and Barnabas says, no, that's not God's way. But they're struggling to convince the church. Paul and Barnabas. So what do they do? Wisdom says, okay, now we go to, take a group of people, we're going to Jerusalem. Okay, we're going to talk to the elders and the other apostles and see what God says about it. So they travel down, get to the Jerusalem. And verse 5, we pick it up. But some believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees rose up and said, it is necessary to circumcise them and to order them to keep the law of Moses. So they come down into Jerusalem, and there's this group inside of the church, full of the Spirit, New Testament church. They're like, no. They're trying to reason this thing out. Why? Because they've got a filter, like we all do, of how things work. And this is how things worked in the church. And this is how we've believed for years. We need to keep the law of Moses. So we need to circumcise them. A whole group of them. And they're reasoning. Back and forth and back and forth. What's God saying? It's not just today. They're reasoning. And then in a way, Paul finds faith. He starts preaching to them. And he starts testifying. In verse 12, he says, and the assembly fell silent. In that moment, the assembly, the church found faith. They find faith. It says, and all the assembly fell silent, and they listened to Barnabas and Paul as they related what signs and wonders God had done through them as Gentiles. So all of a sudden they find faith because they see the miracles. So faith trumps walking by sight. Amen? So they write it later. And they take the letter, go down to the church in Antioch. Now they need to go back and to explain to them, hey, no, we're not going to circumcise the guys. And, yeah, I don't want to go through that just for time-wise. They receive it well. The church are encouraged. Obviously, all the Gentiles are very happy. We don't have to be circumcised. That is certainly God. And so Paul, just after that, Paul felt in his heart to go on a mission. I'm going to read it. You know the story. But Paul feels in his heart, he wants to go on a mission. So he speaks to Barnabas. Barnabas says, yes, okay, great. Let's take Mark with. And then Paul, full of the Spirit. Barnabas, full of the Spirit. Paul is like, I don't feel like, honestly, I don't feel like that he needs to go with. And Barnabas is like, no, he needs to go with. And Paul is, no, do you remember last time when we went out? He chickened out. And let's reason with Paul now first. Biblically. And we think the way Paul thinks. It's like every mission that I'm going out on now might be life or death. And there's a whole team going with me now. I think it's wisdom just to keep him here so that he can just grow in his maturity. And that's for him. And for the team, if I take Mark with and he chickens out again, that's going to affect the whole team. That's his reasoning. Mark, on the other hand, son of encouragement, is like, Paul, where's your grace, brother? Why aren't you taking him with? Aren't we a family of reconciliation? Aren't we a family of grace taking him with? And we've got this reasoning. We're trying to reason this thing out. And Paul finds faith for what he needs to do. He said, okay, I'll take Silas with me. Mark, you and Barnabas, and they split. And he goes on a different mission. Later on, we see that Paul, I don't want to go into that now, but they are reconciled. So it's not like they were in disunity. He actually commended Mark later on. Okay. So we see this. It doesn't make sense, does it, in the church? So here it comes becomes interesting. So in Acts 16, so Paul takes Silas and they go into, Paul came, as I'm going to read it quickly for you. Paul came also to Derbe and Lystra. Just forgive me if I'm pronouncing it wrong. A disciple was there named Timothy, so the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. He was well spoken of by the brothers of Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him. He took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those places, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. Okay, so wag nou 'n bietjie, Paulus. Het ons almal nie nou net Jerusalem toe gegaan en hierdie brief opgetrek en geloof gevind en die Here sê ons het nie nodig om die Gentiles te circumcise nie. Walk by sight says this is not making sense. Does it make sense to you? He gives his reason for it. He felt in the Lord where the Spirit says that the way, where we're going, there's going to be Jews. And they're not going to accept him. And that's why we do it. But now, Lord, this path, this not, when we made that decision to do this, that's not what I thought it's going to be traced out like. Just after that, he circumcised somebody. Because the Spirit leads him to do that. Sometimes we think God's calling us to do something and it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Verse 4, as they, listen to this now, as they went on their way through the cities and delivered them the observance, the decisions that had been reached to by the apostles and the elders who were in Jerusalem. Okay, so while they, now they're on mission, Timothy is going with, and he's not walking comfortably. Because he was circumcised. And what does he tell the people? You don't have to circumcise while he's walking in pain. Does that make sense? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. His ways is so much higher than our ways. Verse 6, and they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. Okay, wait. Wacht, Nuvia. Walk by sight, says in Matthew 28, go into all the nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey my commands. So everywhere we go, the Bible says, we testify of the goodness of God. We preach the gospel. But now they're moving through Asia, and the Holy Spirit says, nope. And I'm not talking about quickly driving with your car through Western Cape. They're walking through Asia. Seeing a lot of people. And the Holy Spirit says, nope. Does that make sense? His ways is so much higher than our ways, even in the New Testament. And we see later, in Acts 19, that all of Asia heard the gospel. 2 years later, it's not like God didn't want them to get saved, it's just not now. Later, he says in Acts 18, everybody heard. And then later we hear that everybody left Paul. Yeah, see, that's strange how it traces out, doesn't it? It's not the same as we think it's going to turn out. And then though, and when, verse 7, and when they had come to Mysia, they attempted to go to Bithynia. But the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. Here again, so they go to this town. Now going to the town, it's not in the car or in an airplane. They travel all the way to this town. And they attempted to go into the town, and the Spirit says no. I'm like, couldn't you have told us? Huh? His ways is so much higher than our ways. So much. It says, go to that town. They attempted to go in, so they were convinced. And then he says, meaning they had faith to go in. But it didn't turn out the way that they thought it's going to. So they went down to Troas, all the way down, traveled all the way down. They got there, so I'm just going to run through it. Just the last thing. So they get into Troas, hang around there, nothing's happening. Paul gets the vision of a man in Macedonia saying, please come and help us. It's like, okay. So now I've got faith, I'm going to Macedonia. There's a man waiting for us to come and help. Okay? So get on, they travel all the way to Macedonia. Yet again, long travel. Get to Macedonia, nothing happens. Sit around and wait. They get to a place, who do they find? Lydia. Faith said, go to Macedonia, there's a man waiting. Walk by sight, says, okay, I'm going to sit and wait for a man. Walk by faith, says, it ends up being a lady, Lydia. Sometimes a prophetic word or something just notches you in the right direction. Don't always hold on to that as tight as you think you should. Okay. God's leading you. It's not always going to turn out exactly the way you think it is. Yes, eventually. The next day, or they lead the whole household to the Lord, and then they walk around, and then there's a lady bothering them, and he drives out a demon, and then they lock them up. So, okay, wait. God says, go and help a man in Macedonia. I lead a lady to the Lord, and now I'm in jail. His ways is so much higher than our ways. Eventually, in the jail, they lead a guy to the Lord. So on your way, your path cannot be traced out. And why am I sharing it this morning with you? Find faith in God's sovereignty in your life. Find faith. Don't try and figure things out. When you make decisions, know that God wants to lead you somewhere. He wants to lead you somewhere. Without you knowing where it is. He's a lamp to your feet, not a spotlight. He tells you where to walk now. Trust him. However it turns out. So God says, start this business. And you feel God says, start this business. And you start this business. You take faith that it's going to be successful. Was that ever God's intention for you to be successful in that business? I don't know. But if he wants to teach you something in making that business fail, his ways is so much higher than your ways. So much higher. This didn't turn out the way I thought it's going to. But I'm trusting God. And when we do this, we find hope. Romans 15 verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Other translations say, as you trust in him. So that the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. So when we trust God, we can be filled with hope because he knows how my path should turn out. Not me. That's why I say that your path cannot be traced out by you. Last scripture, just to hit the nail for the last time. Proverbs 3 verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And that sums up the whole preach. Do not try and understand the paths of God. His ways are so much higher than your ways. And that should feel liberating. Dit moet jou laat voel. Jo, Here, ek voel vry in hierdie ding. Dit laat my voel dat ek u net kan vertrou. Ons is nie blasé oor die lewe nie. Maar ons vertrou die Here. Dat hy weet wat hy doen met my lewe. Dis wat geloof is. En hy sê, gaan ek terugkom en nog geloof vind? Hy soek nie perfekte besighede nie. Hy soek nie perfekte gesinne nie. Hy soek geloof. However it turns out. However it turns out. Are you trusting God? That should free you. Even if you're sick, even if you're ill. I don't know how this thing is going to turn out, God. But I'm trusting that you know. If you're going to heal me, if you're not going to heal me. If I'm going to glorify you through the sickness, through the storm. Just trust God. Trust him. And I feel with the words came through this morning in worship. We all, ons trek die handbrek op en af in ons lewe. God says, just release, trust me. And every day, You've got decisions that you have to make with faith. Don't try and reason the things of God out. Is God saying, move to pit zonder water? If he's saying that, it's not going to make sense because it's pit zonder water. Amen. So if you with me feel that you want to trust God this morning, you want to trust God and you want to respond in his word, don't you want to stand with me? Just trust God this morning. And in your heart, and I want to say this morning that I'm repenting of this. I've tried to figure things out. Because there's a way that seems right to me. There's a way that seems right to me. This is what I think it should be. Because if I do this, 1 + 1 = 2. Greek way of thinking. And we love to figure things out. So I'm repenting this morning. Even in a way, it's not bad to reason. It's good to talk about the things, but you need to find faith. You need to find faith. Yeah, Father, I pray that as we are standing here, Father, before you, I pray that you will come and fill us with faith, Lord. Father, I want to pray that if there were times where we tried to reason out and think what is the best for me and what's the best for my family, and we never really just wanted to hear what you say, I pray, Father, that you will forgive us for not following you, for not following your voice, and not trusting that, Father, however this turns out, that you will forgive us, Father, and fill us with hope, Father, as we trust in you. And as we walk this out in the town, Father, people will see hope that however this turns out, I'm okay. Because I trust God. He's in this. He's sovereign. That people will look at us, Father, and think by themselves, Father. Just think of how on earth can this guy be so happy and full of hope while this is happening. And by that we can testify, God, of your goodness, of your ways that is so much higher than our ways. I pray and fill us with that hope, Father. Fill us with that. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you so much. Thank you for this morning. So let's give it 10 minutes break and then we are back.